Extra Extra by R. David Fulcher. I thumb mindlessly through an old copy of the Inquisitive Gazette, looking for my byline. Page 17. Man has baby with two-headed sheep. Such a horrible piece. I'd endured so much bullshit to snag the senior reporter position, but it still amazed me to read just how bad my stories were back then. Perhaps my stories were no better today, except they were now written in the privacy of my own office. I sighed and pushed the issue away, nervously drumming my fingers against the desktop. I needed a lead, some action, some fresh meat. I was in a slump, and I knew it. The phone rang, startling me to the point that I nearly knocked over the black coffee I'd purchased from the vending machine hours before. "Mr. Slade?" a nervous voice asked on the other end of the line. "Yes, I didn't recognize the caller. Do I know you?" No, I don't think so, but they're after me." Just what I needed, a loon on a lunch break. I decided to play along. "Who are they?" I asked in the most serious voice I could muster. "The gargoyles," he replied hastily, voice barely a whisper, as if revealing a dirty secret. I suspected he already knew. "Got a name, fellow?" I asked. I'd rather not say. They might hear me with their great pointy ears, and if they hear me, they'll find me." "The gargoyles?" I asked with feigned concern. "Yes, of course. Aren't you listening to me?" His voice rose in anger. My tolerance was fading fast. "Look, buddy, tell me what you want, or I'm going to have to hang up on you." No, please, Mr. Slade, hear me out. I think I can give you a real story here. A real doozy. Unless you'd rather I go to the Examiner instead?" I gritted my teeth at the mention of the crosstown competition. "No, we can do this your way. Why don't you start at the beginning?" No, not like this. As I said, they're listening right now." The voice seemed on the edge of panic. "Oh yeah," I replied, "with their great big pointy ears. And pointy wings and toes," he added, as if we were a duo in a psychotic sing-along. "What do you suggest we do?" I asked casually, hoping my practical question would calm his nerves. "Meet me in person, corner 12th and E Street, and bring a camera. I promise you a photo of gargoyles." "Please hurry,"